Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour 3 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Jared Sandler will preview Rangers and talk about what's next here coming up at 4:40. It's time for Eric Chiafalo's Sports Hodgepodge, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Plenty to get to here. This is fantastic stuff. Mike is talking and some other things that we have to address. But first, our very own Bobby Roberto Belt decided that this particular segment, much like Krusty's Corner, needed a bit of an intro.
Oh, we wanted to
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening to you guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, rude mother.
Oh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
How about that?
Bobby's the best.
Nailed it.
Bobby's fantastic.
Bob's bringing the heat, man.
Appreciate that, Bobby.
Gosh, those old cuts from LeVar and TJ at the Super Bowl, they were really angry.
Was that the Super when you ran him down with the mic?
Yeah. He was trying to ask everybody to rate a picture of me.
That was the unfortunate wireless extravaganza.
I was a lot sexier then.
Made me the enemy of a handful of NFL
you
legends.
Rude mother bleeper.
Yeah. Don't you think that's kind of rude what you just did? Yes, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and I'm sorry.
Was that the do things the right way speech?
Yes.
Brandon Marshall punched
after he
me pretty
on
good
us the day before when we actually booked him the right way.
Yeah. Hey, things happen. Okay, so Micah Parsons is talking, and he was asked about not getting the tribute video for him on Sunday.
I just pulled this audio.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay. Well, then
there's a
nice little teasy. No, because you're probably going to run that in the
420. Well, we can, but it's in the folder if you do want to tee it up.
Well, run it in the 420. Okay. He's got some thoughts on that. But we will address.
Sounds like two guys with booth right here talking right now.
I like it.
No, you do this.
You do this. Okay, did you pull this one as well about not having trouble getting tickets for his family and friends on Sunday? Rob Demosky reporting that apparently Micah said that his suite is going to be packed out. And he said that he couldn't get his money back for the suite for this season. And he did actually ask Kenny Clark if he wanted it. Apparently, that road didn't come to fruition.
Man, couldn't get his money
so
back for the suite.
He still has the suite. I wonder how he's approaching that on non-Packers Cowboys games, like on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis.
Probably renting it out.
Just renting it out to other people. Probably make a pretty penny on that, honestly.
I think his mom was at the Giants game, so that makes sense.
Was she really?
Yeah, she ran into Jerry.
Well, I thought that was the preseason game.
No. There was more videos of her at the Giants game.
Wow.
So they're like, we're still going to use this thing.
Yeah, I mean, might as well.
That fits right in line with everything we've heard.
But how about the verbiage? It's going to be packed out.
With this podcasting stuff, he's got the opportunity to put some sponsors in that thing, right?
Yeah. That is strong language skills. Micah Parsons, that's content creation at its finest.
Packed out.
I wonder if you do the thing where, everybody gets in and then you round up the tickets and you leave and bring back another 10 people. So you got like Packers fans hanging out the suite throughout the game.
I think you have to when you... Zach, correct me if I'm wrong. You got to have your phone and you got to have it on your, to get into the door, you have to click in.
Okay.
So you somehow.
Can't pull that old scam anymore?
You can't pull the old scam anymore, yeah.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and nominate Donald Copeland, the now suspended head college basketball coach at Wagner College, as the bleep hole of the week in sports, according to the investigation here and the reporting. He he was just not allowing his players to hydrate at all.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. We're going back to the 80s?
Quote, you think he is, yeah. Bear Bryant? If
water's for the weak, baby.
If yeah. you're thirsty.
Get your cramps. What are you yeah. doing over there? Take said, some salt pills.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, you lived it.
I did live it, man. Almost died.
Toughen you up, man. Can't have weak people out here. Yeah.
If you're thirsty, swallow.
I was weak.
Swallow,
I admit it.
What did you say about swallowing?
If you're thirsty, swallow your spit was what he would tell his players.
Yeah. I don't have any, coach.
My mouth is so dry. I'm so dehydrated. I cannot get any saliva.
Was he instantly fired for this?
He's suspended. So just we'll see.
How about the trainer stepping in saying, coach, we don't do that anymore? You know?
Well, there's
coach,
that.
Coach, not going to have a lawsuit on our hand because you killed somebody out here. You know?
One player allegedly hit a Gatorade bottle in the gym to try and keep himself hydrated, like sneak some yeah. swigs.
Yeah.
And when the coach.
Bob caught him.
Yeah, when he got caught.
Bob
he made,
Wagner.
Lefty got us.
He made his team run, quote, until the Gatorade was out of his belly. Two players passed out from dehydration. One went yeah. to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. No.
So that's yeah. how this guy is conducting business
I'd
there.
I'd say criminal charges.
They found the weak one.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that's assault.
Find the mark.
It is. Yeah.
Criminal charges.
It's crazy. Big tip of the cap, though, to the gentleman who just set a new world record for the most push-ups in 1 hour.
More impressive, push-ups or pull-ups?
Pull-ups, for
pull-ups,
sure.
Pull-ups.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
It's an Oregon man, Army National Guard.
Of course.
So this dude's a serious, serious stud.
Yeah, yeah. This isn't Brian Broaddus doing these things.
What is your guess? He had, again, 60 minutes to try and set a record. Now, $1 was raised per rep for the Oregon Humane Society. So
let me get $2,500.
$2,500?
Damn. Too high?
I mean, 3,600 seconds in an hour.
Okay, let's go 1,700.
Wow. Walchuk, 1,721 repetitions of peck to ground push-ups. That is...
That's like my buddy Charles Tinker. Another right. Oregonian, he could just do them forever. So I thought this guy might not actually ever be stopping.
Yeah.
Do we know what the world record is for push-ups in an hour?
He didn't break it?
He did not.
Well, then I guess I'm getting ball sack?
Or do we have a...
It's a new Guinness World Record.
Don't trust ChatGPT. These AIs...
How many did you say?
1,721.
It says the official Guinness Book of World Records for most push-up in 1 hour is 3,378.
Good Lord.
That's more than one... Or that's dang near one per second.
Happened in June 30th of 2023.
I doubt that person was going all the way down.
It would be the woman's record. If, you know, he is in Oregon, he could identify 1,700, put him on top.
It'd be the woman's record.
1,575 held by Donna Jean Wild from Canada.
She was wild.
Okay.
Yeah, what are we doing over there?
So I think what we're doing over here is the guy
Rusty's
that you're...
Corner.
The guy that
Let
you're,
me tell you five things. Ha, ha, ha.
The guy that you're talking about was doing the most half-assed push-ups you've ever seen.
Yeah, those were half-ups.
I would encourage you to check the tape on that. Did we go to the tape? Yeah, you can go check the tape.
But the Guinness guy was standing there probably drinking a Guinness while he was watching.
It must have been one of his buddies.
Yeah.
So, nonetheless, speaking of push-ups, did you guys see Zion Williamson?
Looks good.
No, I
didn't. He's back, baby.
I read a headline that he's looking good, and it made me just think of Luka. Like, it's just this an off-season thing, and then he's going to eat his way out of shape.
Well, there's certainly...
Dawson, what did you say that it's going to happen to Luka, Christmas Luka? What did you get? A really good line the other day.
Holiday season.
Holiday Luka.
Really gets the double chin, triple double.
You're going after Laker fans.
Fupadoncic.
Like, yeah, get ready, Laker fans.
Stop.
Joke's on you guys.
Joke's on you. Christmas Luka's about to show up.
Yeah, we got Luka motivated finally. He's done this twice already. He's going to come back tan, about 20 pounds light.
Dawson was
the tan is the real trick there.
Yeah. No, this is his offseason. The NBA is his offseason. He
plays hard for the country.
That's right. And I understand he's not American. He doesn't obsess over NBA championships.
Gave you that idea.
Just if it happens, it does.
Did you see his latest quote? He might just end his career playing with Real Madrid.
That's what he wants to do.
They're a badass soccer team, aren't they, Dawson?
Well, Real Madrid. Yeah, they've had better years, but they're a global brand.
I'd want to play for them too.
Zion has been officially listed at 284 pounds.
Well, thanks for laughing over there. Little push-up man over there didn't laugh.
He's doing a segment.
Yeah, I'm just trying to fight through it. I couldn't say the swallow your spit thing for a while. It took about 15 tries. Zion's listed at 284. He has ballooned to 330 at one point.
I know that
was when he was banged up. He has a weight clause capped at 295 pounds for the contract.
That man said ballooned to. Come on, bro. sound like an ex-wife or something.
Damn, bro. Sorry about that.
She ballooned up, bro.
Three kids, you know. Jeez. Nature took its course.
Are you guys curious about what the regimen's been?
Yes, I 100% am.
He says we can't.
It's peptides. He's cheating, bro.
A lot of sex.
We came up with a plan, he says, from boxing to working out on the football field, a lot of just different random workouts. Yeah. I really felt a shift in my body to where I would look at my trainer and go, dude, it feels good to feel good. He says he hasn't felt like this since college or high school, walking in the gym and feeling fantastic.
It is pretty amazing to see the videos and the pictures of him, just how svelte his neck is now. There's no double chin.
No. You would never know there was one there at one point. Now, we do have the Ryder Cup situation going on this weekend, boys.
We do. Bethpage Black.
Dude, that seems like the event to go to.
It does. I mean, I don't know if it's Waste Management or Ryder Cup.
Well, I'm just talking about the free food.
Ryder Cup. Wait, they do free food
here? I saw Tiki Taki, and they're at the Ryder Cup, and once you get in, all the food is free.
You sure it's not like a special? You have a
maybe
badge?
They had some special bands, but they had
this is put on by the
hot
PGA.
Dogs, burgers, chicken sandos, you name it. We had Italian beef. It sounded like
we're in New York.
Wow, that sounds heavenly.
Grab and go.
Yeah,
it was included for free.
I think our tickets are about $750 a day.
Yeah. That might be why
it is super pricey to get in. And also, like, if you're trying to get out there to, what is it, like, farmland in New York or whatever?
Yeah, Bethpage Black is out there. But the president signed a deal for the transit to be okay. So we're not on strike anymore.
Yeah, but, for instance, there's a three-bedroom house listed if you want to, like, stay for a few nights
because
you're going to go, like, Airbnb style.
Yeah.
That'll run you $34,000 for the week.
And it's still
6 miles away.
I would do it if I was a business.
Oh, yeah, like if you were Super Bowler.
You were entertaining.
He said I would do it.
How many bedrooms are we talking about?
Three.
Yeah, we could get buddies together. Everybody pitch in a few grand.
Two per room.
We're in. This is a no-brainer.
Sharing beds.
And I mean, like, looking at, it's Farmingdale. And even when you look at the
I didn't know the area. I know it's called Bethpage Black. I know where that's
the cheapest ticket for Friday's action.
It's a public course, by the way. You can play this.
I mean, you're looking at like over $1,000 right now on the secondary market.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of hatred in this. You talk about sports rivalry. There's a lot of yelling while you're in the middle of the backswing while this thing's going on.
And I got into it a lot like 20 years ago, but then Europe like won 6 out of 7 and I just lost interest in it. We still haven't won this event back to back year since 1991-1993.
Oh no, it's been a long time. It's the most controversial thing that happens. It's the biggest second guessing there is in sports.
Well, yeah, because the golfers, they lose all of their graces.
Yeah.
You know, they get ticked off at each other. They start hooting and hollering like there's actual team competition going on.
Oh, no, there's a lot of gamesmanship that goes on here. I mean, like, there's dudes that, like, you know, walk in the other guy's line and
don't give
putts, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very competitive.
The European team seems like they got pretty good vibes going down, though.
Luke Donald's a good coach.
This is some sound of Tyler Hatton.
Yeah. He'll cuss for you.
Taking some practice swings.
Yeah.
And the rest of the Euro squad is just hanging out around him. And you can tell the comfort level is super high with these guys.
Oh, hello.
Just laughing it up, having a good time. That's teammates right there.
I don't care. Anybody texts in, forts are funny.
Well, thank you, Chief. Those guys got the chemistry. Watch out for those fellas.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to compete against guys like that are clearly having such a great time.
Yeah.
Ripping them, farting. That's how you keep a team together.
Ripping them, tooting them.
Scottie Scheffler knows that, doesn't he?
Yes.
That was leadership by example.
World number one.
trying to bring them
USA
together.
USA Team Euro going fart for fart.
Yeah. Trayvon Diggs listed as a DNP on today's practice report with the knee injury.
It'll be every week.
Whew. Just a veteran Wednesday.
It's going to be every week.
All righty. Bully, what are we doing next?
All right, let's do a little daily football fix. Micah talking about the return.
No way.
Big time injury updates. And is Filthy back in the trademark?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's next.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. G-Bag Nation. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Zach Wolchuk, some sports.
All righty. Micah has been chatting. He was limited today with a back, by the way, in practice. Just limited. He didn't get the day off. No veteran days off for Mikey yet, but limited with that back injury and the media catching up with him about his return to Dallas. The first thing they wanted to ask him about, Jerry Jones, talking about no video tribute. Here was Micah on his thoughts on that.
There's a lot of things I can consider disrespectful throughout this process, but I wouldn't say the tribute is one of them. I would say, you know, I just think, you know, there's hard feelings maybe there for them. But, you know, for me, I'm happy where I'm at. And we got a really good football team. So I guess I can live you my tribute and a win, I hope.
Man, he can get the tribute in terms of a
Took a shot at you. He says he's got a really good football team.
He's got a really good football team, and he thinks that they're the ones with the bad feelings.
Yeah, he says you got a bad football team because we got a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think the Cowboys
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, yeah.
You surprised that nobody in the local, like John Machota, didn't go up to Green Bay for the week and kind of cover what was going on?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, see from, like, be like.
Some D-Town boots on the ground?
Yeah, like we got Calvin Watkins and Joseph Hoyt. Maybe you split them up, send one to Green Bay.
Send somebody up there to Green Bay. Now, they're not going to let you probably watch practice. They're probably not going to let you do that, but you get to go in the locker room and all that and talk to Mike. And maybe Mike, you know, knowing you, kind of talks you off the side. Maybe you meet him somewhere, kind of a thing. Get a little bit more of a story, a little more scoopage.
Yeah.
I'm surprised somebody didn't send somebody
Ty
up
Dunn
there.
Special.
Would have been a good idea because
why don't we send Bobby up there?
The storylines here have become stale unless something else happens. We need a surprise to freshen up the storylines.
Yeah.
Right now it's just a depressing, you're hurt and your defense might be one of the worst ever. How are things going?
I would love to read something or hear something, a podcast, whatever. Somebody locally would go up there for him, spend some time with him, and then sit down and talk with him, you know, one-on-one, and get the real story about, you know, what he was really thinking this week, you know, and then post that thing.
Might need to reach out to DLLS. Maybe they can send Clarence.
I'm surprised somebody didn't go. My bad. Didn't mean to stop.
No, that's interesting. I mean, I don't know how often we do that, but that would have been a great idea.
I think somebody would have got a really big-time story out of that.
I think he would have been very willing to talk. Now, here was him on the fan base. What does he think that the Dallas fans will do in terms of reaction?
You know, I think Dallas loves me. You know, I think they're going to give me a good round of applause. And, there's no hard feelings there. At least for me, and I think it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a great atmosphere. I think, you know, this is some of the best football you're going to get in Dallas on a Sunday night against, you know, a rivalry opponent.
Yeah, it's going to be great football.
I don't know that he's going to get a big ovation of love.
Because it hasn't really been, and there's some Cowboy fans that have been upset.
Let's count how many jerseys on the plaza Michael Parsons jerseys coming in the stadiums. We had 18 random jerseys from last year.
There have not been a lot of Micah jerseys that Bobby and I were talking about that. The home opener against the Giants. It was like everyone kind of got rid of their Micah jerseys.
Yeah. We did. I saw a few of them on sale. 50%.
I think there's enough fans out there that still appreciate what he did. He wasn't around long enough to really get associated with disappointment. It was just upside with him. And he was never the super paid guy that people could be mad about how much money he was making. So I think a lot of fans don't care, and some of them might have negative feelings about how Micah handled it and everything that led to the departure. But I think there's enough that there will be a decent size surge. I mean, he also sort of embodies Jerry angst, you know? So I think there's going to be a lot of fans that are going to want to feel like, I'm going to support Micah to have it be in Jerry's face.
Do you think he points at Jerry's suite if he gets a sack?
Ooh, I think so.
Oh, I could see it. Yeah, I could see that. 877-881-1053. Will you be cheering for Micah? Love for Micah from the 214? Hell nah. Another 214 says, I love him. Damn it, man. An 817, no one doesn't care what Micah has to say. Dude is a joke. And then 972
No one
said,
doesn't care.
Dick's Sporting Goods right now has Micah jerseys at 75%.
Whoa, whoa, we got a knowledge bomb on that one.
No, those are shots fired.
Shots.
Oh, shots fired.
All right. English teacher Eric over here was checking the dude.
Yeah. you know, texting can be tough sometimes.
No one doesn't care.
No one doesn't care. Micah, in regards to CD, quote, he's my favorite wide receiver in the NFL. I just think the way he carries himself, the way he plays, I'm honestly excited he's not going to be on that field. It would be painful to understand who I was going against.
This is the thing with Micah. Like he is the perfect like soundbite guy. You know,
he's always
gonna say the thing that's, you know, gonna position himself. But
the lion stuff, the hunting.
Oh, it's gonna hurt so much to sack Dak. Come on, dude, you're an absolute dog and a nightmare to deal with. You want to go out and crush everybody in a Cowboys uniform.
He does.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be.
Now, I'm hoping Clowney is doing some crushing for the Cowboys side of things. We need some positivity. He expects to be playing. Steven said yesterday on KNC he expects to be playing. Jerry said the same thing. Clowney said, quote, you just prepare like a pro and get ready to go. On why he's wearing number 42, he said it's in honor of Jackie Robinson.
There you go.
Quote, my celebration probably when I get a sack is I'm going to throw that ball up there and knock it up out of here. So I hope he's doing that after a sack of Jordan Love, maybe 5 sacks.
We saw that from Kmet last week, right after that.
Cole Kmet.
Right up in touchdown.
Oh, yeah. That's just the old Alfred Morris.
Yeah. It's a great celebration.
It is. It is a good selling.
Did you see the one time when Kmet, he did it, and the guys that pull up the net were involved? Like, the one dude was pitching, and the other guy was jumping like he was trying to catch it over
when they were doing bits
back there. So it was like, it was choreographed. Like you see him, he's about to swing, and then the net guy's throwing, and then the other guy's going to the wall like he's catching.
That's pretty cool.
Catching the home
That's
run.
Fun.
I like that.
All right, speaking of this Cowboys defense, let's hear from Aqib Talib, DFW Zone, The Arena, a show that he hosts alongside Cody Kessler, former quarterback, and Skip Bayless. Here is Aqib Talib sounding off on this Cowboys D.
That game was won,
bro,
because of Ben Johnson and that Bears offense.
Fuck no.
No?
Bro, it was guys running free. But Diggs do a quick jam, fall on the ground. But you do a flea flicker. That's like the first trick play ever in football. What the free safety running downhill? Devontae, why is you coming downhill to make a tackle on that? Like, bro, you are deep middle. You're supposed to be going lateral, then downhill. He take 2 steps back and fly downhill.
You mean to tell you why
that's
he did?
Terrible. Bro? Why is Moore wide open in the end zone, everybody looking at each other? Like, bro, that's not a great offensive play. That's a terrible defensive play.
On a normal flea flicker, when they hand it off, sure, you don't see the ball. You're just reading your keys, the guards, all of that. But if you see the ball pitched, okay,
not for the cover 3 corner and the deep middle safety.
You don't see that and think trigger?
No. We think I'm deep third, bro. If I tackle you, it's going to be at 10 yards. And I'm okay with that. My job is not to go get a tackle for loss on this play. I think Caleb played good. That was the best I've seen Caleb.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
by the way,
it was against the worst damn defense in the league.
It's good to know Aqib Talib's a Cowboys fan. Oof. That's sports passion right there for you.
They tried him out on TV a little bit, right? Didn't he?
Like he was, yes, CBS? He was working with Fox.
Fox, okay.
And he was the color commentator. I can't remember who the play-by-play guy was, but he was, I think he's great in this podcast format.
He
wasn't great in terms of calling the games,
yeah,
but he'd probably be better at the desk than Gronk is. Yeah. I mean, Gronk is fun, and Gronk is terrible on Fox. He's really bad.
He'll have a couple of moments a year, but I'd mostly do scripted content with him where he can record something.
The cameo kind of guy. Yeah. He doesn't need to be smashing sitting there on the desk having Jimmy Johnson's
Steve
spot.
Harvey's Lego head thing.
That somebody else would be better served at that. Matt LaFleur, the man who looks like he's about to burst into tears any second, head coach of the Green Bay Packers, he was not happy with the undefeated talk. Now, maybe he wouldn't have cared if they had won the game, but he was chirping back at the media on Monday. This is what LaFleur had to say.
Well, I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that. And you can't take any moment, any game for granted. And the goal, and I've said it a million times to you guys, I don't think I've obviously said it enough to our team, the goal is to go 1-0 every week. And it pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game, things that are way down the road. Like, focus on, keep the focus on the present, on the now, and worry about getting better each and every day.
Mm. Yeah, I guess if you're talking to your players, that's fine. But it ticks me off when coaches want to act like I have to do my reporting and my media with your roster's mindset in top of my mind.
Yeah.
That's your job, bro. Yeah. You know, don't go after the media for doing our jobs and talking about how potentially historically good your team might be. Mm. You know, own your faults.
Own them.
Own your issues. You need Christian Watson back in a big way. You need to get your offensive line healthy. Those are real things you can control. So maybe he felt like that was popping up in the locker room, but it sounded to me like he was going after the media a little bit, like he's flipping Nick Saban.
Yeah,
Tuscaloosa, like, or something.
You mean one guy says this, now you got to make a whole big deal about it. That we're going 1-0 every week. All right, just rapid fire some injury news for you, so you can get your fantasy lineups in order, and so you've got some good information. Yeah, other people play fantasy football, Prize Picks, DraftKings.
Oh, that part.
Terry McLaurin, he's battling a quad injury, status doubtful for the Commanders heading into this week. Brock Purdy could be back for week 4 because Mac Jones is now day-to-day with a knee injury. He is hurt, so I don't know who's going to be quarterbacking. They might need to call Gerard Johnson back. Jaden Daniels still recovering from the knee sprain. He's day-to-day with the Commandos. Marcus Mariota looked pretty darn good on Sunday. They'll probably be okay without Jaden for one more week. Teteroa McMillan did not practice today for Carolina.
Darn.
Calf injury. And those calves can be tough. I actually did have Teteroa McMillan in a DraftKings lineup. I might need to sub him out.
When you get a cramp in that calf for no reason at night?
At night.
Bad sign.
Oh, that's the worst.
Creatine gave me some, bro. Oh, my God.
Gosh, that's the worst. And the Eagles. Adoree Jackson's hurt. You'd think, ooh, that's a win. Well, they need some bodies. They might be market. Mm-hmm. They are surveying the market, according to Jeremy Fowler. When is Howie not surveying the market? Eagles, always looking to get better. There's your injury updates as we went for your daily football fix.
682's got a good idea here on the text. He says, I miss Michael, signed Jerry. That would be the perfect way to do a video tribute.
Yes.
Give you about 15 seconds of highlights and then miss you, Michael.
Yes, Jeff K. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Parsons, thank you.
Let's troll the hell out of him. I mean, it's the only thing you're going to have a chance of winning on Sunday. So I say go for it. All right, it's the G-Bag awesome. Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Jared Sandler coming up next. What do the Rangers need to do to break this losing streak and end the season with some self-respect? That's coming up next year to the G-Bag Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
105.3 The Fan. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll get Jared Sandler on here, talk Rangers with you. Melissa Stark will join KNC tomorrow to preview NBC Sunday night coverage of Cowboys-Packers. That's tomorrow at 11:40 with Melissa Stark. Tony Dungy will be on the Cowboys pregame show on Sunday. Pregame show probably starting about 4 o'clock or so with a 7:25 kick.
Yeah.
And
somewhere right around there.
Of course, the postgame with
we'll
Bull
be
Chuck
out there.
Brought us deep.
Yeah, we will.
Into the night, hopefully covering a Cowboys surprise victory to get back to 2-2 as Jared Sandler joins you now here on the Fan. Sands, how the heck are you?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man. Let's start with little Packers there for you. I know you follow them close with Reed out and the O-line dinged and then the loss to the Browns. How much has the wind been taken out of their sails after that hot start?
I guess if they go to Dallas and they get work, that would definitely do that. But I don't know. Dallas has all sorts of issues, right? The thing that I still think is a problem for the Packers is I don't think they have any, like, really good receivers. Tucker Kraft, I think, is a really good receiving tight end. But, you know, they got a bunch of guys that maybe they got a cool trick or, you know, they can be like Jaden Reed when he's healthy. You can do creative things with him, but they don't have that dog, like, hey, this is the guy that I want to go to on a 3rd and 10. I just don't think they have that guy. I think they're vulnerable there. I still am not a huge fan of Jordan Love and like, hey, this guy is great. I think he is good. I don't think he is great. But their defense is pretty ridiculous. And they're a pretty tough team. I guess like in the gambling world, we always, you know, think about things like, you know, bounce backs and whatnot. And, you know, that's kind of the wake up call. So, you know, maybe, you know, it's a good get-right game for them. But the Cowboys are beat up as well. And I don't know. You know, I think the line's hovering right around 7. I don't know that that's an easy cover for the Packers. But, you know, the line on the road is 7 points. I mean, it's that for a reason. I don't know. I guess I don't see I don't see Dallas winning that game with all their injuries and but I've been wrong. I mean, I didn't think the Packers would work the Cowboys in the playoffs a few years ago. I thought the Cowboys would roll through that one, and I thought they were going to head to the Super Bowl after winning that game, and they were going to get on a roll and, you know, win a couple more, and that obviously didn't happen. So I've actually been pretty bad at evaluating Packers-Cowboys games, but I kind of think the Packers can control this one.
How much a football fan are these Rangers?
You got some big time football fans there for sure. Jock Peterson's a huge football fan. Patrick Corbin, you know, Michael Hellman is a Nebraska guy. He went to A&M, so he loves A&M football. But he grew up in Nebraska, so he also is a huge like Nebraska Cornhusker football fan. Marcus Simeon's a huge 49ers fan. Corey Seager's like a fantasy football like diehard. I think football. Listen, they're athletes. I think they all have a lot of respect for their athletic peers, but there definitely are a ton of football fans and guys that are locked in. Jake Berger's a huge Packers fan. I'm trying to think, I'm just going around the diamond. Like, you know, Jonah Heim is a huge Buffalo Bills fan. Mm-hmm. That's, you want to get Jonah showing some outward emotion. You can maybe get him talking about the Buffalo Bills. They're definitely a bunch of football fans in the clubhouse.
Let's go back to Corey Seager. How's he doing? I imagine recovery from appendicitis is just about complete. But, you know, then at this point in his career, does he have another top five MVP season in him? Or what do you think the outlook is for Corey Seager looking at really the rest of his contract for the Rangers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the rest of the contract, that's a long ways away from being complete. So, a lot can change. You know, he's going to turn 32 in April of next year. So he's not, I don't think, you know, out of that athletic prime. Now, I know we talked yesterday, the day before, whenever, about how, you know, for pitchers, it's not as linear, is not the right word, but traditional maybe, as it is for position players, because, you know, some pitchers spend a few years during that quote unquote prime not pitching because of injuries. And so it maybe is a little bit delayed, and that athletic prime from an age standpoint can exist a little bit deeper into your 30s. You know, Corey, at 32 years old, you know, he's not like a dynamic, you know, explosion jumper speed guy that, you know, that could start to go away from him. So I think he's got a lot of tools in his skill set that you think can translate into, you know, his mid-30s. He's such a hitting whiz. I can't think of the right word. He obviously needs to stay healthy, right? And, you know, it's just bad luck with the appendicitis. And You know, if it wasn't for that, I think we'd look and say, you know, he was relatively healthy this year in terms of games played. But if you can get 130 games out of Corey Seager, 120 games out of Corey Seager, I think you're fired up, and he's probably, you know, going to be top five, top 10 in MVP voting. He's that type of a guy.
Jared Cole win two more shutout innings last night in relief. When we're looking for, you know, silver linings here in a season that's been disappointing, not making the playoffs, but who stood out to you in terms of, okay, I'm excited about him moving forward into next year? With Cole win, I've been really impressed with Jacob Latz. Any other names come to mind for you?
Yeah, Latz is a guy for me. You know, I just think that depending on what the Rangers do this offseason, he's likely going to be in a position to earn a rotation spot. So, Jacob Latz is definitely someone for me. Cole Wynn, I like, you know, he's a reliever, and relievers are a little bit easier to come by than, you know, really good starting pitchers. That's not to say there's not value in what he brings. He's definitely had a tremendous year, but I think that's why I probably go Latz first. But this might be a weird answer, guys. I'm kind of excited about Jacob DeGrom. You know, he's going to make his 30th start of the season tonight. I think that, you know, building on this year, just getting back in condition of starting 30 games and pitching, you know, over 160 innings, I'm curious to see what next year looks like. You know, I don't think that this was like a one-year thing. He's got to stay healthy, right? But I don't think he's going to lose his superpowers. I think you could even make a pretty good argument, kind of, in conjunction with what we talked about, guys who have had injuries in their early to mid-30s as pitchers maybe having an extended shelf life. I think you make an argument that next year you could be a little bit stronger because he'll have that first year back. He'll, you know, have gone through some of those experiences. So I'm excited about him. And then I don't want to overhype Michael Hellman, but I'm really intrigued by like what that could look like next year. You know, can Michael Hellman platoon with Evan Carter? And Evan starts against righties and Michael starts against lefties. Does, you know, he have the type of skill set that would translate to results over the course of a full season, not just a small sample size? So there's certain things that he's done that, you know, are intriguing. I think at the end of the day, the Rangers are going to have to, we've talked about all the different moves that they need to make, or we think they might make. Well, they've still got to keep some guys around, right? They need to get production from guys who are a part of the organization now. And I think there's, you know, going to be a good opportunity for Michael Hellman to try earn a role of some kind that leads to playing time in next year's club.
Jared Sander here with you on The Fan. So our guy Bang Bang's got an oblique situation again?
He's had it all year. Was it against the Athletics or the Cubs, right? I think one of those cold weather games against the Cubs. One of his, I forget if it was the right or the left first, but then later on it was the other side, and it just seems like he's kind of been fighting that, and the offseason will give him a little bit of a reset. And this oblique thing is kind of crazy. It's not obviously as severe as Tommy John, but that's like the injury du jour for position players. And, you know, with how violent and how physical these guys are with how they swing, I don't know if that's contributing to it or not. But, if it is, then that's obviously something that, you know, he's got to try and, you know, figure out how to temper. But, it seems like he's been dealing with stuff on his sides, you know, all year. And, it's one of those deals where these guys, it's probably a balance for them. Do I keep playing or do I, you know, raise my hand and say, you know, I need some time off? And obviously given the, you know, where the Rangers were and everything that they were trying to accomplish and having to, you know, it goes back to what you guys were talking about with DeGrom. Gosh, if the Rangers go 40-20 to start the season, then maybe you can make some decisions a little bit differently to keep guys fresh. But when you're constantly having to play from behind, I think it puts pressure on these guys to stay out there and give everything that they can give. And I think with Wyatt, you know, maybe if he took 4 weeks off in July, maybe it would all go away. I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there hypothetically. But, you know, with the Rangers having to play catch-up, I don't think that was a viable option as long as he was able to go and swing the bat. And so, you know, I think just getting to shut it down for the rest of the year will give him a head start, and hopefully he has a healthy offseason and, you know, it takes another step in the right direction next year.
Hey, Jared, you know, when we interviewed CY on Monday, you know, he wasn't having any of it. You know, I mean, he was trying to talk about winning games and stuff and finish out and obligations and stuff like that. Do you think he is kind of now looking forward to the end of the season and doing some things quickly here Or do you feel like that the moves he needs to make, are they going to, or is, are things going to kind of drag out a little bit and we need to take some time and make some decisions? Or do you think he's going to react pretty quickly to the end of this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as quickly as he's able to, you know, from a staffing standpoint, obviously they've got to make a decision, and Bruce Cochran's got to make a decision on what he wants and what they want. And, you know, his contract's up. So, you know, I would imagine the Rangers would obviously have interest in bringing Boch back. And, you know, I'm sure he wants to take some time, or maybe he's already taken time. I don't know. But there's two sides of it, right? There's the staffing side, and that can get tricky when maybe you're interested in building a staff. And some of those guys are, you know, part of postseason teams. And obviously understanding who from the current staff is not going to be back. From a player side, you know, you get a little bit of time because, you know, there's not going to be a lot going on during the postseason. But yeah, I think the Rangers want to strike pretty quickly after that. You know, the reality is they just got such a list, right? They've got such a lengthy list. And I think from a trade standpoint, they've got the ability to have those conversations in October and figure out the directions they want to go with guys who, you know, maybe they, you know, would be interested in moving in a trade. But, you know, the free agent thing, it takes two to tango. So, you know, you can be really eager to sign someone, but if he's like, hold on, buddy, I want to wait for my market to develop. You got to, you know, you either pay a little bit extra now so that you don't wait, or do you let it play out? And so it's kind of a, you know, you're playing a little bit of poker there. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if from a trade standpoint, you see some early moves just so that the Rangers can start to, you know, gain some ground on what they're trying to accomplish this offseason, because they definitely have a lot of potential moves and a lot of potential decisions they need to make.
Thank you, Sands. Have a great night. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30. Jared Sandler brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Have a good night, buddy. There he goes. At Jared Sandler on Twitter.
Is that an AirPod just crapping out?
It died right there. I think we're to
see
the
you
end.
Later. Perfect timing.
Adios.
All right. Tired of my questions there about the end.
Yeah.
Little football's finest coming up next. I think he's got to get to Bochy probably talking as we speak. Chief Finest?
Yeah. Jackson Dart has one thing that'll hold him back next year in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.